Good evening. Last week then, we completed looking at the text in accordance with the text, the essence of refined gold, in with the trainings that are in accordance with the varying capacities of beings. The trainings shared initially, looking at the trainings shared with the practitioner of initial capacity, thereafter the training shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and then finally coming to the training unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. And within that, we looked at the six perfections this year, and we've concluded over the last 2.5 weeks looking at the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. Having trained well in the topics of the Mahayana Dharma, topics that include love and compassion, the wisdom realizing emptiness, having trained well in these, then one needs to embark on in training in a secret mantra. Turning to the text, the top of page 48, so my translation is only slightly different. Having trained well in the sutra paths common to the mantra vehicle, free from doubt, you must engage in the mantra vehicle. This section starts with having trained well in the sutra paths common to the mantra vehicle. The sutra paths that are common to the mantra vehicle are what we have been looking at. So they, in particular, one can, whilst they include all the trainings in, that beings of varying capacities engage in that a practitioner of supreme capacity still does engage in the trainings that are shared or common with a practitioner of initial and intermediate capacity, and also the practices in the sutra vehicle that are also in common with that of the mantra vehicle are those that are unique to a practitioner of supreme capacity, a practitioner of the Mahayana sutra vehicle. So those are what we've been looking at this year. There's six perfections, the training in bodhicitta, what we looked at most a little while ago, and the four ways to positively influence others, as well as, of course, the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So all these trainings of the sutra vehicle are shared or common with the mantra vehicle. And the meaning of this term common or shared is that whether a practitioner is engaging in the trainings of the sutra or tantric vehicle, they need to engage in the trainings that are common or shared to both vehicles, such as bodhicitta, developing the wisdom realizing emptiness, the six perfections, and the four ways to positively influence others. So that's the meaning of the practices that are common or shared with the sutra paths and the mantra paths.
Lam namla lyabar labne sigur chisa donga thumoe lam namla lyabar labne sidu chisa dadi sigurang de deji nye de xie ge jam ni chang chu sim dong yu pa chu du nyam na dong yu du be xie rap o de zo donga thumoe lam se de la lyabar lab chi si ya ho chang gu re de che sam gom sum che ya ho chang so ra dadi di labne sa di sigur.
Again, this first part of the sentence, having trained well in the sutra paths common to the mantra vehicle. So having trained well in these paths that are common means one has trained well through hearing, reflecting, and meditating on bodhicitta, six perfections, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So that is the meaning of having trained well in those paths. That first sentence now in its entirety, having trained well in the sutra paths common to the mantra vehicle, free from doubt, you must engage in the mantra vehicle. So having trained well then in the sutra vehicle, in other words, having heard, reflected, and meditated well, then when one has gained certainty or free from doubt in the sutra vehicle, then one must train in the mantra vehicle. The Mahayana is divided into the shared sutra vehicle and the that which is shared or common, the sutra parts, and that which is not shared or uncommon, and that is the mantra vehicle. And this then must be trained in when one has gained certainty in one's training in the sutra vehicle.
And then example that tumo mayin ba sanga durji thaba la tumo mayin ba la go kim jang la ne ta nga ga nyam len jeba di ko nga ga nyam len jeyang khorong du ge ji ma do ma do de ga ne nyam len je di ge le an di sanga ge nyam len je ku go ma ro wa di je ge de ta nga ga nyam len khorong ji ma do ji ji ku go ma me ba za tumo mayin ba si ko da bin nga ju ge thaba chim bi chue nyam len je la de ga ni si bi thaba chim bi chue nyam len je ba la ja ju sem gom ani jin ba da chu chu se ba chen je sam de xie la nyam len go di nyam len je de ba di ma do ani sanga de ri temi si bi lam di ge nyam len je gu gu ma re de ji gu gu ma re di je mo ba de ta su su je go le chen sanga nyam len je gong ko ro ji bu gu nyam len je go de tu mo ma yin ba sanga ja la ma na su su ji bu gu de la ni tu mo ma yin ja la la gu wa 진행하지 니가 베지타이는 간다 투모알레 그러와 진짜 상하 도시티베 냠레데 나 냠레체 코로 지부마도 샹다기디치 냠레체 고고 말해 진짜 진짜 투모 많이 봐서 그래.
Here then we're seeing a division into what is common and uncommon for trainees or for practitioners. What is common or shared is the sutra vehicle. So, for example, the trainings in the perfections of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, and so forth, these are common or shared between someone who's engaging in either the sutra or the tantric path. But then there are uncommon trainings that a practitioner only of the mantra vehicle or the tantric vehicle engages in. So that is the meaning of the term common and uncommon. There are those practices which are common to the sutra and the tantric vehicle, and those which are uncommon in that they are only engaged in by practitioners of the tantric trainings.
生啊，甚至生下的那些的，这青年或者生啊，那就生了。生了呢，也俺就跟俺个娘们姐弟，俺那些里啊，这个差不多大了，县里好，这个怕起误解的告诉我的，俺那没钱，俺就接接些没觉着，说说伤心别别过的，这先给他没活着，说说给俺那哈没活着，上完去的娘们接我们，咱给了生下的就是我的。
A term that's sometimes used and is in your translation is that of secret mantra. What is then the meaning then of the first term, secret? So all that it means is that a practitioner of the tantric vehicle, or the mantra vehicle, or the secret mantra vehicle, should not necessarily make a big deal about that they are engaged in tantric practice. Don't make it public. Don't make a display that of one's tantric practice. That is the meaning of the word secret. The second of the two terms in secret mantra is the Sanskrit word mantra, and this literally means mind protection. In other words, mantra is utilized to protect the mind, and from what? What keeps us bound within the suffering realms of samsara, the afflicted minds. So again, the meaning of the Sanskrit word mantra is to protect the mind, and to protect the mind from the afflictions. And how? How to do so? Through training in this way, one will gain freedom from these afflictions. And through attaining freedom from the afflictions, one is protected from any harm that they could do to oneself, because one has attained freedom from them. In this first sentence, we've heard that there are trainings which are shared or common to the sutra and tantric vehicles, and then there are those which are unique to the tantric vehicle. So that then alludes to that there clearly is a distinction between the sutra vehicle and the tantric vehicle. So here in our text, it's only a few sentences on the Vajrayana, on the tantric vehicle. So I'll expand a little bit now on what we have in our text, talking about the distinctions between the sutra and tantra vehicles. It's good to know this, because one may think, what is the need to engage in the mantra vehicle, to engage in tantra? Surely the sutra vehicle is sufficient, because one can't attain enlightenment on the basis of the sutra vehicle. So is there even a need for the mantra vehicle?
닝지 슈크체라게 슈크체 모시면 나도 되겠네 냠네 체야 닝지 배 슈크체 볼래요 또 갑라 가서 와서 나도 그다 되겠네 냠네 체바나 산지 고마 태워 토야리야 균능부 슈고고 해제래 다 균능부 슈고고도 갑라자 제한레 미베셴 동안 다 자고서 닝지 배 슈크체 볼래요 당아 까와 되니게 롬 까와치 까와 망부 링리야 Taking Jaju Sim Yamlin Jitu, Tanga Sanjo Goma Tomatu, the same gentry, Duma Sayalia, Dearing Badu, Nakawa Kase Badu Dubene, same gentry, Kawa Diba, the Duanyo, Diogura, said, Tinta, Mane, Jigge, Lamsan, Jogu, Joguane, Jigge, San Kusim Gentry, Duman, Jogudu, Dinsanga, Jogus, Sanjo Goma Togudu, such a Dinsa, Danga, Yamlin Jabala, Dene, and the Sanjigi, Sanjo Goma Toyagi. Gyoha lam gyoku top tu yegi tablam ngagi lam tenshen ba tenyeare, sungyeare, jesan di nyamlin chiyeche, ngay san yokoban toban chiyi yinseyache, dus chine ngan tuge semshul maso na dus chine, ten ngagi nyamlin chiyeche di yukore chire.
The motivation to engage in the practices of Tantra, to train in the mantra vehicle, comes about independence on the prior training of the sutra vehicle. In particular, when compassion has arisen in a powerful manner within oneself, and one is determined to become a Buddha for the sake of others, one will want to do so as quickly as possible. And having trained well in the sutra vehicle, one will know that one can continue to progress spiritually and be of ever benefit to others through one's continued development, independence on the trainings of the sutra vehicle. But this takes countless lifetimes, eon after eon of training in the sutra vehicle to eventually become a Buddha. And the problem the practitioner will have with this is that over these countless lifetimes, these many eons of training, they as the practitioner will not be able to be of great benefit to limitless sentient beings because their ability, the practitioner's ability, despite being highly developed, being a bodhisattva, remains limited. They are not a Buddha. Wanting to become a Buddha so that they can ease the suffering of beings as quickly as possible, they will want to become a Buddha as quickly as possible. And this compassion, with this determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others, leads to a tremendous strength of mind arising in the bodhisattva. And that strength of mind gives the courage required to engage with commitment in training in the mantra vehicle.
That delay, and then as you do, Kamisha, Yamne Chevala Shira, Lamdiki, Tombani Topo, Ludiki, Nuva Shukche, Saba Chagore, Tisadina, and Yamne Chevana, San Yoko, Batoyalia, Tan Yoshu, Yoboto, Regile, Tisadanga, and Yamne Sedia, Nag, and Yamne Dia, Pel Gombushu, Sna said, Yamne Ched, Gombushu, Sangele Gumba, Regile, Tisan Zambulinia, Sangi Choko, Jugu, number 20, Choko, Jugu, and Dongraji, that Zani Pigo, the 차상량아게님네
Therefore, the entry into what gives the determination for the practitioner to engage in the mantra vehicle is this powerful compassion resulting in a strength of mind, a determination to become a Buddha as quickly as possible without any delay for the sake of others, and thereby to be able to readily engage in skillful actions to alleviate beings from suffering. As a companion to this determination, is the recognition not only of the speed of the tantric practices, the speed in the attainment of the final goal of enlightenment, but also the tremendous rarity of the opportunity to engage in the trainings of the mantra vehicle. In fact, the opportunity to train in the mantra vehicle is even rarer than meeting Buddhas. Amongst the wheel-turning Buddhas that will come into our world, whilst there aren't many who are wheel-turning Buddhas over the eons, only very few of them will actually teach Tantra. So over this expanse of time of eon after eon, there will only be a handful of periods where the tantric teachings are present in the world. So here, the practitioner has, due to their compassion, has the strength of mind and determination to become a Buddha as quickly as possible for others, and recognizing that this opportunity to do so through the fastest method of all, the tantric method, is incredibly rare. This too adds to the strength of mind to embark on training in the tantric methods. The practitioner will recognize that in this precious life where they have been born from a mother and met the Dharma, had faith in the Dharma and trained well, that through also now engaging in the tantric methods, enlightenment in this very lifetime is possible. Also, the practitioner will recognize that even if enlightenment isn't attained in this lifetime, through continuing with these imprints gained now in one's immediately next lifetime, enlightenment may well come then. Or, if it doesn't come in the next lifetime, through continuing in this life, next life, and the life thereafter, in receiving an initiation or empowerment, and training and guarding one's vows and pledges well, then perhaps in three lifetimes or five lifetimes, Buddhahood will be attained. In fact, from the lifetime where one engages in the trainings in the tantric vehicle, if enlightenment isn't attained in that lifetime, through repeating this process, life after life, receiving initiation or empowerment, guarding one's vows and pledges well, then within 17 lifetimes, Buddhahood will be attained.
What we heard at the beginning was that there are practices which are shared and common and uncommon between the sutra and tantric vehicle. So we've heard what they have in common are for including the trainings in the six perfections, including a bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So these, whether one is engaging in the tantric parts or the sutra parts, one needs to engage in. And the first difference between the two vehicles we've heard is the great speed with which one's attainment of enlightenment comes should one engage in the tantric path. But in addition to that, what other differences are there then between the sutra and tantra vehicles?
Now, 三一一顾虑学罗顾虑三一一顾虑的卷他们这段摘一个大把是大把了卷他们这没把查查吧那独罗了嘛算加把去当加把大把了个多加把去里面了吧你那些你们这卷他们这帮查完一张三一一顾的绿大把的是那三一一行他们行他们的给念大把是不是念大把这个是卷他们这段摘一个念咱念大把是不是 当然这个三一龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙爵的龙 집에 가서 되니기 답어 시디 대단 원에 대한 줄 주요 말이 나 대단 넘버 튜비 대단 지금 직장은 지금 삼다지 검제 다되는 거 저게 나게 냠는 집이 집에 갑라 되니게 답어 시디 냠는 집 대단 넘버 튜비게 남 지금 소속에 냠는 검제 냠는 지기 제발 제기 남 냠는 제야 되라 나게 냠는 세월에 대단 넘버 튜비람 变成啊，就准备上有股，外面呢，变名利啊，把就不就讲就写一些，我们也晓得哇。这上有股外面人那样，俺就我那让嘞，就比给上一排南华下就公过了哇。这南华吞吧这个了，顶南新上一有绿杂花，当他等下这个绿杂花大要嘛嘞，俺这个内地个牛毛吧大卷他们这张摘要嘛嘞，俺这个龙卷当俺做块的个卷他们这张摘要嘛嘞，一那样俺这个顶那个大。
The result, the final result of training in the Mahayana is the attainment of Buddhahood. Buddhahood is marked by four purities, the purity of body, abode, resources, and companions. In other words, the body of a Buddha is pure of all faults. The abode of a Buddha is pure of all faults, as are the resources and companions of a Buddha, pure. Whilst training in the mantra vehicle, one trains in a manner that whilst one doesn't have these four purities, of course, one is striving to attain enlightenment, one has not yet attained it, one trains in a way with the aspiration as if one has the four purities already. So one has not yet achieved them, one is striving to achieve the four purities, but whilst training in the mantra vehicle, one is training with as in conformity or in harmony with having achieved these four purities of body, abode, resources, and companions.
Then, do you name the Jibi Kabla and the Tavachim, which you do of Shagi Yamle Jeba Kabla and the Denigi Dawashigi number Timbu Lamdi Ngumgu Omare, Kasane, Jam Nijakum, Janju Semgum, Dinni Jimbe Yamle, Chujin Yamle, Jubin Yamle, Sundin Yamle, Samjay Yamle.
那些人家们，等东西都被洗了，从这个工都是人家们家嘛，都那绿的、安龙觉的、绿的、黄的这个，这些那么全部去搞么子，人家们这个嘛的，没办法，他多少当阿尼了，对，告诉的人家们这个嘛的，那告诉的人家们这个嘞。Practitioners engaged in the Mahayana Sutra trainings, they don't train in the four purities, as we've heard in over the preceding months. Having generated bodhicitta, the practitioner will train in the six perfections of generosity, ethics, patience, joy, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. And thereafter, as we've heard in recent weeks, they'll train in the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. That's the sutra path. There's no mention of training in the four purities. That is something unique or uncommon that a practitioner of the mantra vehicle engages in or trains in.
That 제부 다바시 용다시세 류 다바스 네 다바 로저 다바 코르 다바 대단 넘버 튐비기 람 공규 나이까수 디 다데나 나라들 데니기 류 다바디 메나양 아주 대단 넘버 튐비 람디 공규 여봐 여래 나들 냠는 제 여래스 뒤에까수 디니 냠는 제 여말 제상 도다 나니래 차바르 가르래라나 나이까수 류소 다바시이다 넘버 튐비 람 다데나 나라들야 대단 넘버 튐비 람지 고메 여래스 Komce nyamna jaya yores, doyo kapsu dine nyamna jaya yomar, chetan doda nga nyi chabar diresi oda.
So this then is a difference, a key difference between the trainings in the Mahayana Sutra parts and the trainings of the Mahayana Tantric parts. In that, in the Sutra parts, there's no reference to training in the four purities, whereas in the Mantra path, whilst one is cultivating paths within one's continuum, in other words, before the attainment of the final goal of Buddhahood, one is already training in these four purities. In other words, before the four purities are attained, the practitioner of the tantric vehicle trains as if they already had achieved these purities of body, abode, resources, and companion.
Mm. 나네게 당아저가 당아 냠는 제들이야 다네 데려야 안주기 비네 되게 시비 좀다 시여로 와지라 마와 되대봐 심잠바세 우마바세 좀다 시여로 와 니나시 나 냠는 제발래야 심바 시용으로 비네 귀대 시세로 귀대 시 귀시스레 자귀 주귀 나주귀 나주라미 귀시스레 귀대 시리에 디나데 제규디 다 마와데 딜레 뜻 토와데 주규디 제 딜레 토와데 나주규시 다데 토쇼디 나주라미 규이세 등 안 주게다 두스네 숨고레
The Sutra vehicle is divided into four philosophical tenets, and these are presented in a particular sequence of subtlety from coarser to subtler. Starting with Vaibhashika, Sauchantika, Chittamata, and Madhyamaka. The trainings of Tantra are also divided into four, but these are the four classes of Tantra. So these four then in English are the Action Tantra, Performance Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and Highest Yoga Tantra. And this too is a sequence from the coarser to the subtlest. Oh, to then give the names for those more familiar with the Sanskrit, starting with action or kriya, to charya, to yoga, to anuttara yoga tantra. So these are the four classes of tantra.
Jagyu da jugyu nanju gyu sum de la ani nyamlen chi du kabla de la ya ka se de kar chu zin lam nyamlen chi ya gi de la da nga jugyu da de kab se she ba ne da cho lam jo lam tho lam gom lam se nyamlen chi la shi gyu wa da ji nga ga su de ni gi tan yi che gyu ma le da nga jugyu gyu de wo ma sum se de jagyu jugyu nanju gyu se kon ju nyamlen chi di kabla de la ya Tsenjige nashu dan, tsenmige nashu wa sechi, nashu ming yi da gore, tanyi ni, tsenjige nashu dan, tsenmige nashu wa sechi, dinye nyamne che ne, ji gore, lam nyamne che, rinpalwa ni yore, tsenjige nashu dan, tsenmige nashu wa sechi.
Further difference, the sutra vehicle we know is divided into parts, five parts, and the four are training parts are those of accumulation, preparation, seeing and meditation. So similarly, within the four classes of Tantra, there are also differences in terms of how one trains. So of the four classes of Tantra, they are usually grouped into two, with the three lower Tantras and then the fourth highest Yoga Tantra. So the three Yoga Tantras of action, performance and yoga, then those who are engaging in any of these tantras will train in first the yoga with signs and thereafter the yoga without signs.
Adina deda nanju lame gyu se de nanju lame gyu nyamne che de la ande de la ming kar ta was ne Jirim na Zorim nyamne sir mado, Chanche Chame Sungo omare, Tadele Yaming Tanyil maso na Jirim gi nyamne na Zorim gi nyamne sir nishikore.
So for those training in the lower tantras, they will engage in first the yoga with signs, then the yoga without signs. For those engaging in the fourth type, the fourth class of tantra, that of highest yoga tantra, they are also two stages of training, but these are called the generation stage and the completion stage. The first one trains in the generation and thereafter the completion. Of the two classes of highest yoga tantra, generation stage and completion stage. Looking at the first generation stage, it's sometimes called, production stage or, I don't remember. Anyway, it's mostly called generation stage. Here, one starts with meditating on emptiness. And from one's wisdom that realizes emptiness, from within this wisdom, one generates the environment, including the celestial mansion, the deities within the celestial mansion, as well as cognizing oneself as a deity. In the generation stage, one is already training in the four purities. Remember, one was called the purity of the abode. So the abode is here refers to the environment as well as the celestial mansion and the deities within, or the environment and the celestial mansion, which having meditated on emptiness, the wisdom that realizes emptiness, that wisdom, or from that wisdom arises the celestial mansion, and this then is the pure abode. So one is training in accordance with the pure abode of a Buddha, whilst one is still a trainee, one is not yet an actual Buddha. And similarly, the purity of the body. One realizes the emptiness, from the wisdom realizing emptiness, one visualizes oneself and relates to, cognizes oneself as a deity, as a Buddha. So one in meditation is not, or as a tantric practitioner, one is not relating to one's body in the coarse way as his body of flesh and sinews and so forth, but rather as a body of a deity. But one can only do so through the successful meditation on emptiness, because it's from the state of emptiness arises the abode, the pure abode, as well as the pure body. So whilst so the trainee are in, the trainee embarking on or engaging in the practices of mantra, they are meditating with the training in the four purities. They haven't achieved the four purities. They are not a Buddha. So therefore, this is done on the level of perhaps one could say faith, or but rather in the sense of the level of imagination. So it's not that the four purities have been achieved, but through one's imagination, one and conviction, through the wisdom realizing emptiness, one trains in this way. From the state of emptiness, one has generated the pure abode as well as the pure body. So that's two of the four purities. And there, and before one visualizes one's lama and one's yidam and makes offerings to them. So this is all being done in meditation. So it's still on the level of imagination. And in this way, one is making pure offerings. And this then is training in the purity of resources. So this then is the third of the four purities. The fourth purity is trained in also in the meditation session. So the fourth purity was that of companions, or probably more commonly translated as retinue. And here in the meditation session again, so this is all on the level of aspiration or imagination. Then within the mandala that has been visualized, that has arisen from emptiness, one imagines oneself teaching the Dharma to sentient beings. And this then is the fourth purity, that of the purity of companions. This then in brief is the training in the generation stage of highest yoga tantra. First, one meditates on emptiness, and from one's wisdom that realizes emptiness arises the pure abode, including the celestial mansion, and within that arises the pure body, that of the deity. And then seeing oneself as the deity, one makes offerings to one's lama and one's yidam before oneself, and in this way one engages in the training of the purity of resources. And then fourthly, one imagines oneself teaching sentient beings within one's visualized mandala, and this is training in the purity of retinue, or the purity of companions.
Lama 가서 최고표야 진명념의 책으로 다심진 말심진 지기 수드니 치 델리아 최시 코드 디바 다선스 비 메바치 두친 코선예 살리아 그 비 메바치 두 심절에 진바타야다 아니 수준 소야라 소바 두신 시안에 나저 계신 다데 밀름름 나시에 두 두용 오버시 아니 냠바마와 된제바 된튠바세데 두스냠네디기 디나데 레용코레 두스체네 지데다 쓰는 바브메바 야침바 사야게 두스네 기름기 냠네지도 두스치고레 제상아게 냠네 기름냠네지 디니치고마다 남상아게 냠네지도 융덴제 안데지 주야데 남산디 산타요 마디 코인지미제 나냠지 디네 코야 고고말 제상 기름냠네지도 디네게 요마레 융덴세야 요마레
One step I haven't mentioned, but preceding the wisdom realizing, cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness, one also meditates on bodhicitta. So bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, these two are ever present in one's meditation. So one first generates bodhicitta, meditates on emptiness, and from the wisdom realizing emptiness, as was mentioned, first that one visualizes the pure abode, celestial mansion, visualizes oneself as the deity, and then one makes offerings to one's lama and yidam and teaching the dharma to sentient beings. So clearly here we can see some correspondence with the sutra trainings in that one is meditating bodhicitta, one is meditating on emptiness, one is practicing generosity through making offerings to one's lama and one's yidam, as well as generosity of giving dharma to sentient beings, and one is doing so within a subdued mind. In other words, being ethically restrained, and one's being patient with all endeavors, etc. So therefore, one is practicing the six perfections held with bodhicitta. Not only that, but if we recall what we looked at briefly after the six perfections, which was the four ways of positively influencing others. The first was giving whatever is necessary. So here, in the generation stage, one is making offerings to one's lama and yidam, as well as offerings of the dharma. So that's the first, as well as the second, pleasantly teaching the dharma, encouraging others in the practice of the dharma, the third of the four ways of positively influencing others, as well as the fourth of living in accordance with the teachings oneself. So we see here the six perfections and the four ways of positively influencing others. These are all being engaged in whilst one is training in the generation stage. So I want to make this point clearly here, because all too often there's a misconception that when one thinks of tantric practice, immediately there is a relationship that comes to mind of engaging in practice with a consort. This doesn't come up here. We see in the generation stage its close relationship to what one has already been training in the sutra vehicle. Just to mention the remaining perfections explicitly, I've mentioned generosity and ethical restraint. And of course, engaging in meditation such as this, one will encounter some obstacles. And one here practices the perfection of patience. So, the mind conjoined with emptiness and bodhicitta, one transforms all difficulties and thereby is patient with the hardships one experiences. Moreover, whilst engaging in virtue, one's mind is joyous and one continues with delight to engage in virtue. And this then is the fourth perfection of joyous perseverance. And one engages in this meditation in an undistracted manner, with single-pointed concentration,
And thereby is also engaging in the fifth perfection of concentration. So in this way, the first five perfections are practiced, and this is all done in the context of the wisdom realizing emptiness and bodhicitta. Hence, all six perfections are practiced within the generation stage. Whilst there is more to that can be said on the generation stage, we can leave it at that. So that in brief is what one trains in the generation stage of the fourth of the four classes of Tantra, that of highest yoga Tantra. Then of the two levels of training, that was the generation stage. Then the second is the completion stage, or sometimes called the perfection stage. The completion stage, this has six levels of training, starting with first being physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, fourthly, the illusory body, fifthly, clear light, and the sixth is that of union. So again, the six levels of training within the completion stage are physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, followed by fourth of illusory body, clear light, and union. Put it in a very brief way, when one trains in the completion stage, one is training with one's body through using the subtle energies and the channels. The channels are connected to chakras, and the most commonly presented chakras will be the five, those at firstly at the crown, secondly at the throat, thirdly at the heart, fourthly at the navel, and fifthly at the secret place. So those, through training in the channels and the winds or the energies that flow through them, connected to the chakras, this is what one is engaging in the completion stage. One is utilizing these in one's training in the completion stage. And amongst the many channels, there are three primary ones, the central channel and the ones on either side, the left and right channel.
Jizanda, 我们就给在这个金马给在的，我们就大家，我们就弄，我们就弄出来的，搞好出国是呢，得在印尼给在的嘛多，我们给的两个就给弄着土个嘛，然后就给，然后就给在做弄着土个嘛的，但实际上，但我们就给他讲，昨天没告诉过，明天给做的，搞好工作是呢，实际上都是呢，得金马给在，乌马些的，你那把弄好作业给，但真的是在这功夫嘞。
For ourselves, generally energy or wind doesn't travel in our central channel, but in the completion stage, one is focusing on being able to dissolve winds into the central channel.
罗马大将嘛，是因为你在这一趴，过都是呢，这些担不起的，担不起，而且跌了，跌了，跌了，跌了，就都是呢，过卡的嘛，是呢，在都是就要说，第一都是几块，第几块对趴，过你个过下头，都是担不起的，起码的担不起的，过也得一个多少嘛，这张弄着土个嘛的，土个嘛的些。
The reason why for ourselves, energies don't naturally travel within the central channel is because the two channels on either side, the left and the right, they are bound around at certain points. They are bound around the central channel, creating knots. And this prevents winds from entering and flowing through the central channel. When one is engaging, referring back then to the six levels of the completion stage, the first was that of physical isolation. In physical isolation, this is where one trains in dissolving winds or energies into the central channel. As one is training in the completion stage, one hasn't completed it. Whilst training in the physical isolation, when the energies are not traveling within the central channel, one is trying to do so, and eventually one does succeed in getting energy to enter into the central channel, but it still will not flow throughout, but will enter in above the heart chakra, either at or above the heart chakra.
Semen
That was just a very brief presentation of the first of the six, the physical isolation, and skipping to the third, that of mental isolation. So mental isolation is where emptiness is realized inferentially. So where one attains an inferential realization of emptiness, so emptiness is realized, but still the meaning generality of emptiness appears to the realizing consciousness. So this is the completion of mental isolation, is where one attains an inferential realization of emptiness. And this is also, this realizing consciousness is given the name of the meaning clear light. So I think I made an error there before when I said that was the meaning clear light, but it's actually the example clear light. Anyway, when one attains then the third of the six, so this is the mental isolation, one has attained an inferential realization of emptiness, and this is the example clear light. That mind, that wisdom is called the example clear light. When the practitioner then abides in meditative equipoise on emptiness, so they've attained this inferential realization of emptiness, still a meaning generality present, they engage repeatedly in this meditation, which will be in meditative equipoise on emptiness, and this consciousness, this realization of emptiness, the example clear light, is the cooperative cause that gives rise to the illusory body. And when one gives rise to the illusory body, it is the actual illusory body that one gives rise to.
And in that Yulu Topsevi Chela, and Comje, and Tombay Tobe, Tony Wonson to be looking, or that is he, Tony Dunjisu Dor, or Denis in Yulu Tub. That in age in the young Comje, and your Comje, that Denigi Tombay Wonson to be looking, or the same that same Tonga to Bolodi, same Chamadre that I answer you. Do you have a same chamo?
The six stages of six levels of training in the completion stage. First was the body isolation, which I mentioned, physical isolation, which I mentioned a bit. Then there was verbal isolation, and then mental isolation. A mental isolation is completed when one attains an inferential realization of emptiness. And that inferential realization of emptiness, that consciousness, is called the example clear light. And through repeatedly training in this, in meditative equipoise on emptiness, this example clear light is the cooperative cause for the attainment of the illusory body. When the illusory body is attained, one achieves the fourth of the six levels, if I'm getting my counting right. The fifth of the six levels. Clear light was the fourth. So what is now marking the distinction or the progression here between the third of mental isolation to the fourth of clear light and then into the illusory body is when emptiness has now previously been realized inferentially, in other words, with a meaning generality. When emptiness is then realized directly, no meaning generality, so a direct realization of emptiness is achieved, then that is when one gives rise to the illusory body. And what was the cause for the illusory body? It was the example clear light. And so clear light, or sometimes it's called luminosity, is the wisdom that realizes emptiness. And when it's an inferential realization of emptiness, that particular clear light is called the example clear light. Then, so that the example clear light, or the inferential realization of emptiness, is the cause that leads to the direct realization of emptiness and the attainment of the illusory body. And with that, and following the attainment of the illusory body, comes the attainment of the meaning clear light. And the meaning, or clear light again, is the wisdom that's realizing emptiness. But now, it's a direct realization of emptiness, and this is the direct realization of emptiness is called the meaning clear light. Whereas the inferential realization of emptiness was called the example clear light. And again, the term clear light refers to consciousness, a wisdom realizing emptiness. And the purpose of giving the wisdom realizing emptiness this different name is because whilst it's emptiness that has been realized, it has been realized by a far subtler mind than the wisdom that realizes emptiness through training solely on the sutra vehicle. So emptiness that is realized either inferentially or directly on the sutra vehicle, that realizing consciousness, that wisdom, is far coarser than the consciousness, that wisdom that realizes it, realizes emptiness through training in the tantric path. Through training in the tantric path, the consciousness that realizes emptiness is far, far subtler. Hence, it's called, if it's a direct realization, the meaning clear light.
having realized emptiness directly, the meaning clear light, then the yogin will continue in meditative equipoise, realizing emptiness. And this consciousness then, that is realizing emptiness, becomes a cooperative cause to give, this consciousness that's realizing emptiness is an exceptionally subtle mind. And it is the cooperative cause to further give rise to the illusory body. So the illusory body was already achieved. It's further rise, and here one becomes a foe destroyer, an arhat. And at this point, when one becomes a foe destroyer, one attains the sixth of the six stages of the completion stage, that of union. And union is, the term union is used in a variety of contexts. Here, it's a union of the illusory body and true cessation, the true cessation of having abandoned affliction together with its seeds. That is the union that one attains. That was really a very brief presentation of the six trainings of the completion stage. So those again were the physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, illusory body, clear light, and that of union. Now, returning to the text, and much of this we've already covered. Properly guard, in order to ripen your mind stream so as to engage in the mantra vehicle, initially an initiation in accordance with what is set forth in the tantras should be bestowed by an authentic Vajra master. Properly guard those vows and pledges that are accepted at the time of the initiation. If you gain initiation into any of the three lower classes of tantra, train in their systems of yoga with signs and then yoga without signs. If you are initiated into the upper tantra, first train in the generation stage practices and then those of the completion stage. First sentence that I've just read out, in order to ripen your mind stream so as to engage in the mantra vehicle, initially an initiation in accordance with what is set forth in the tantras should be bestowed by an authentic Vajra master. So the entry point into the tantric trainings, having already trained well in the sutra vehicle, is to receive an initiation or an empowerment from an authentic or genuine lama, qualified lama, and or qualified Vajra master. And he also needs to bestow it in accordance with what is set forth in the tantras. So it needs to be bestowed fully, correctly, completely. Similarly, Not only must the Vajra master follow the instructions as presented in the tantras, so too should the student. And the student would do so through paying attention in the initiation or the empowerment, and whatever the Vajra master instructs them in terms of their reflection, such as the cultivation or the required motivation, the initiate, the student, needs to follow the advice of the Lama. And in this way, the student too is acting in accordance with what is set forth in the tantras. So both the Vajra master and the recipient of the initiation, they both need to train or act in accordance with what is set forth in the tantras. Properly guard those vows and pledges that are accepted at the time of the initiation. So in the initiation, the Vajra Master will bestow certain vows and pledges on the students, and the students will be accepting them, will willingly be accepting them. These then are to be guarded from then forth. So what are the vows and pledges? Well, in brief, the Lama will advise in accordance with the tantras, various trainings to engage in or not to engage in, what should be adopted and what should be abandoned. And the student who is willingly engaging in this, the initiation, thereafter needs to, or from henceforth, needs to guard those vows and pledges. In the next sentence, if you gain initiation into any of the three lower classes of Tantra, train in their systems of yoga with signs and then yoga without signs. The three lower tantras were those of action, performance, and yoga. Then the fourth tantra is the tantra within the upper class. And that's the next sentence. If you are initiated into the upper tantra, first train in the generation stage practices, and then those of the completion stage. So the Tibetan isn't divided into these outlines. Those are inserted, and the sentences also aren't explicit. So in the same section comes the first half of the next sentence. So the next sentence really is included in the same section. This is how to perfectly train in the complete body of the path that condenses all the key points of the sutras and tantras. So as we've heard, one first trains in the sutra parts, in the trainings that are shared with practitioners of initial, intermediate, and supreme capacity, in particular when one culminates in successful training or having trained well in bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. Thereafter, receiving initiation, one then engages in the trainings, in the generation, and later completion stage.
As the sentence concludes, and this is how one makes meaningful the freedoms and opportunities afforded by your human rebirth. And the text continues, it is by means of this very method that the precious teachings of the Buddha will benefit your own and others' continuum. And the way through training this way that one's own continuum is benefited is clear. Others are benefited through one guiding others, through being a positive influence in the lives of others. So we'll stop there then for tonight. So just to briefly summarize what we looked at this evening was the difference between the sutra and tantra paths. And this can be understood through the training in the four purities. On the sutra path, one does not train in the four purities, but in the tantric path, one does train in accordance with those. The purity of body, the purity of, the purity of the body, the purity of retinue, the purity of resources, and the purity of abode. So those are the four that one trains in the tantric vehicle. To enter into the tantric vehicle comes about having trained well in the sutra vehicle. One first has to receive an initiation from an authentic teacher, an authentic Vajra master, and whilst guarding one's vows and pledges well. If one has received an initiation into any of the lower tantras, one then embarks on training in the yoga with signs, thereafter the yoga without signs. Or if one has received initiation into highest yoga tantra, the upper tantra, one will train in first the generation stage and thereafter the completion stage. And then tonight I very, very briefly mentioned the six divisions or the six stages of the completion stage or six levels, namely physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, fourthly the illusory body, fifth the clear light, and sixth that of union. So thank you. We'll finish here then for tonight. Thank you. Just the question.
Briefly check. Basic question is, what is an illusory body and why is it called an illusory?
Okay. So what is the illusory body and why is it called the illusory body? Yeah?
규류랍나당주기 파마다 아말마게데 샤다 주고다 강라딘이 유튜브에 다시 레베슨 마르와 고 미글이야 따나 신던 걸 던달라 데니기 주마디와 그 제단 규마 세월와 규 디나신 나주 류세디 남중아 좀 미 류세디 파메기 두센진 샤타 주지 주고다 샤다 차다 바바 차산게 좀데 류세기로 나 샤타 주지 풍부 세월와 다데디 가르스네 동반이 도비오 곰체 동반이 도비오 로 곰발레 테네 동반이 이 당오 예미기 룽디 룽셈 룽셈 디잠네 줍디기기 수기 고디 샤용 거래 수기 고 룽셈 잠네 줍디기 룽기 년린 제발레 테네 룽기 류레 테네 줍디기 줍디 와라 간데 바르도 류다 찌바레 바르도 류스 찌바 샤고라 온 디 줍디 제나 델레야 미 규류스 미 다바레 규류스
If you think of a horse or an elephant that has been conjured by a magician, it will look just like an actual horse or elephant, but it will not be. Its body will not be comprised of flesh because it was not born from a mare or a female elephant. So it will look and it will appear to consciousness as being a horse or elephant, but it will not be. And one can judge in that it's not comprised of flesh, not having been born from a parent. So similarly, the illusory body, this is unlike our body, which has been born from a parent, from our mother, and therefore is comprised of flesh and so forth. Whereas the illusory body arises from energy or wind and consciousness. So therefore, the illusory body does, like an illusory horse, does not arise from the birth of from a mother, and is not the illusory body, like an illusory horse, is not comprised of flesh and bones and so forth. Rather, the illusory body has arisen from energy and consciousness. And in this way, we can understand it as being similar to the body of an intermediate state being. Okay?
So
So actually, the illusory body is, you can maybe say it's just like the body of an intermediate state being or a bodha being, in that it's not composed of flesh, but where there is the difference in how it is attained. The bodha body is, the body of a being in the bodha is attained through karma, whereas the illusory body is attained through meditation. So there is a clear difference. But where there is the similarity is that neither body is comprised of flesh and bone and so forth, but rather it arises from consciousness and energy. But the consciousness, and a second difference between the bodha body and the illusory body is the consciousness. Whilst both are a subtle consciousness, not a coarse everyday consciousness that we utilize, but a subtle consciousness, the consciousness that gives rise to the illusory body is a consciousness of clear light. In other words, a wisdom realizing emptiness, and not a coarse wisdom realizing emptiness such as attained on the sutra path, but this is a very subtle consciousness that is realizing emptiness that is cultivated only through the tantric path. So therefore, the consciousness that arises as the illusory body, unlike the consciousness of a bodha being, the consciousness of the illusory body that has led to the illusory body is a wisdom that's realizing emptiness. So this is another key difference. And thank you.